Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Saints. Obviously, there are so many of you LSU fans that don't like the Saints at all. There's a lot of Saints fans that don't like LSU at all. And look, this is a thing that's always happened, whether it's the Saints not drafting LSU players, supposedly, or it's the Ryan Nielsen thing all over. But Bo Davis, a guy that LSU has pursued for years at the University of Texas, you thought he was the long-term answer as a defensive line coach at LSU. Paying him $1.25 million a year to coach defensive tackles, not even the whole defensive line. And guess what? It's still not good enough. Goes to the NFL. I don't blame him. With the way college football is right now, there are quite a few position coaches that want to be position coaches in the NFL, right? So, look, I totally get it. I obviously know some coaches that have made that college to the NFL leap, and I would say to near 100% certainty that they prefer the NFL over college. Now, that doesn't mean that Bo Davis didn't like being at LSU. Obviously, leaving Texas, a really good college football program, to go to LSU, what many people consider to be a lateral move. But you know that Bo Davis really, really, really wanted to be at LSU. Now, I want to also be very clear about this, that it's not necessarily the end of the world. I've seen quite a few LSU fans really get sad over Bo Davis leaving. I will be totally clear about it. As far as the list of important coaches for a team to have success, there is a large gap between head coach, defensive play caller, and offensive play caller to any other coach that's on the staff. And even outside of that, I would argue the offensive line coach is more important than your defensive line coach. So once again, this is a defensive tackles coach leaving towards the Saints. With that said, I would not back down from this. Bo Davis was really good at his job. We did not have a good defensive tackle room last year. And, well, he made the unit a palpable defense, right? He made the defensive tackle room respectable, one that could at least hold up in the SEC. And was our rush defense not good at times last year? Yes, it was really, really, really bad. The Alabama game, of course, the Texas A&M game, as many of you know, got pretty ugly. But I could also argue that a lot of our issues came down to as much guarding mobile QBs as it did just defending basic run plays. So Bo Davis, it is a big loss. There's no other way around it. But I don't think it's as big of a deal as some have let it out to be. And I'm being completely honest with you, because the bottom line is, as far as coaches are concerned, LSU needs their big three coaches to be better. Brian Kelly needs to be better than what he was last year. Obviously, Blake Baker, this is year two. We have some actual weapons defensively, even though we're losing Swinson, Jones, and a few other players. We need to be cognizant that, yes, this is only Blake Baker's second year, but he's going to have to be better. And then, of course, Joe Sloan is going to have to be way better than what he was last year. So, obviously, you know, I never got to talk to Bo Davis. I've talked to quite a few people that are close to him. And one in particular told me that this was a tough decision for him, as it would be for anyone that, you know, had his ties at LSU. Obviously, he coached under Les, right? I mean, he was coming back to Baton Rouge. Obviously, he played here. But he's going to the NFL, the New Orleans Saints. And I wish him nothing but the best. He's not going to another SEC school. So that is a major, major, major plus, because I don't want to be recruiting against that guy. Now, let's talk about potential replacements. All right. These are the three big names. And one is actually one I don't really know a whole lot about. So I will save him for last. The guy that I would be after is Eric Henderson of USC. This is a guy that, as a defensive line coach, went into our own backyard and tore us up. Okay. Getting, obviously, the number one defensive tackle, maybe in the history of Louisiana high school football recruiting, Dano Stewart. He gets him to USC. Now, did a lot of that have to do with paying Dano Stewart what he wanted? Yeah. A lot of that had to do with that. But you still need to recruit. You still need to get the kid to believe in you. But as far as like being a defensive line coach is concerned, USC's defensive line was okay last year. But versus us, they kicked our ass. All right. He had a really good game plan defensively, and we could not stop it. That was the big ultimate decider in that game in many ways. Their defensive line crushing our offensive line. So I like him a lot. Obviously, he has ties to the area. Would he want to make a move from USC that late into the process to come back to LSU? And let's just say Thano Stewart is someone that you want to be back in your fold next season with the current day and age in the transfer portal. Then, yeah, you would want to go get someone of that caliber. So I like him a lot. It would make a lot of sense. And that would be the number one name on my list. The next name that I think is very interesting is a coach from LSU that has many ties to the university, and that is Gerald Chatman. Now, before we get to Gerald Chatman, let's get to a few of your comments. LA Mom says, I don't care what I think. I want to know what you think? Mark wants to talk about the Ole Miss defensive line coach. You tell me more about him. I don't even know the Ole Miss defensive line coach. Tony the Tiger, good to see you. I'm just giving you three names here. Bullfrog says, I would like to have Jamar Cain back. I don't think Jamar Cain's coming back. As you can see, these position coaches at the NFL level are very much coveted. Now, let's get to the spicy name here. Gerald Chapman, coached at LSU, knows Brian Kelly, okay? Based on my understanding, Chapman and BK were cool because obviously Chapman went to Tulane, then he went to Florida, and I could also say, via sources, that I do think Chapman would be interested in coming back to LSU. I do believe so. Florida's defensive line last year was really good. Obviously, you have some ties from that defensive line to this current defensive line. But, you know, I would be fine with that. I really, really, really would. And once again, he is on the younger side. And the reason why that would give me pause, and this kind of goes along with the USC as well, the staff is really young. This overall LSU staff is young. So, you know, you do worry about that. Do you have too much youth on your staff? But Gerald Chapman is someone that I am very interested in. And then the last that would make a lot of sense is Missouri's Al Davis. So Missouri's Al Davis coached alongside Kevin Peoples and coached alongside Blake Baker from their time at Missouri. And that would make a lot of sense, right? Some continuity coming over. And look, Missouri's defensive lines over the past couple of seasons, now they weren't as good last year as they were the year before, but they have made a lot out of a little. They've gotten some players drafted. Their defensive line is good. Missouri's always kind of had good defensive lines going back to the Terry Beckner, Michael Sam days. So I'm really excited if he's a guy. But there's plenty of guys out there that you could go get to come in and save the day for this LSU coaching staff. Okay? So let me know if you're watching this live or if you're watching this down the road. Comment below who you think the next defensive line coach should be at LSU. Now, I want to go back to the overarching theme here and why I think this is so vitally, vitally, vitally important. Okay. Is it a sign that LSU has had six defensive line coaches in six different seasons? Does that say something about LSU? Does that say something about Brian Kelly at all? And the answer to that is no. And here's why. Okay. You have to include why coaches left. All right. So 6 years ago, this is Jacobian Guillory's freshman season. We had a tweet that got a little viral, whatever, you know, pointing out that this is going to be Jacobian Guillory's sixth defensive line coach in six seasons. Okay. So you start off with Ed Orgeron and Bill Johnson. Makes sense. Bill Johnson, older in age, coach with the Saints, obviously. And then you go to Andre Carter. All right. So Andre Carter's hired. And, well, Ed Orgeron gets fired. All right. So now you have a new staff coming in. And you bring in Jamar Cain, who you really had to jostle with USC to get him to Baton Rouge. Jamar Cain's gone. Then you bring in Jimmy Lindsey. Jimmy Lindsey has a health scare, which is scary. And then you're having to piecemeal it with John Jancic. And it was a collaborative defensive line effort. And then you go to Bo Davis, who leads for the Saints. Now, is there an explanation for why every single coach left LSU? Yeah, we just gave it to you. It's just that simple. This is a very fluid industry. opportunities don't always open themselves up. It's just how it is. So when it comes to college football, I don't think it's out of the ordinary for an assistant coach to basically leave every single season. Every one of those coaches had a pretty good explanation for why they left. It was either A, a new regime change, B, a retirement, if you will, or C, a promotion. It's a good thing, in essence, that you had a defensive line coach so good that Jamar Cain got recruited to the NFL. You know how competitive defensive line coaching jobs are? Same thing is true with Bo Davis here. And then something else that could be done, and I would heavily, heavily, heavily consider this approach if I were LSU. Maybe you need to hard reset your thought process of how assistant coaches even get paid to begin with. You know, this was the number one question that I got regarding Bo Davis behind the scenes, all right? People not wanting to say something publicly, either in a YouTube chat or whatever, is with the current NIL stage of where we are with all of this, does it even make sense to go out there, buy out a contract of a really good defensive line coach, pay him a raise to come over to your staff? Could all of that money just be used to go get the best defensive lineman? It's a good question to ask. So why don't you experiment? You still have Kevin Peoples there. I do think LSU wants a defensive tackles coach. I think part of the line of thinking is you could just move Peoples to defensive line coach and then getting an assistant at a different position, right? But part of why I don't want Kevin Peoples to oversee the entire defensive line is because our defensive end play was so good last year. Let's keep him focused on just that. Now, I think he's capable of coaching the entire room. But, you know, I'll be honest. I think you could make a very strong case that let's just say you get a good defensive line coach and you could pay him $300,000 a year. There are so many good defensive line coaches that are in the group of five level or the lower power four level that would take a $300,000 LSU coaching job. So guess what? You just created a $900,000 surplus. Now, it doesn't quite work like that. What you pay coaches is different than NIL and what you could pay players. But it is, in theory, a way that you could work around that. Now, I'm not asking LSU to cheap out. I'm just saying the $900,000 in going to pay up to get an elite guy, you know, $900,000, let's just say on the soft end estimate, more than likely the defensive line coach you're going to get, you're going to have to pay him at least $500,000. I would heavily consider a defensive tackles coach who might not be as good as Bo Davis paying that person $500,000 is probably better than paying someone else over $1 million. Okay? So just want to point that out. Don't shoot the messenger here. Okay? It is a big loss, but remember, everything in life is a cost-benefit analysis, all right? So right before I jumped on here, I had a phone call from a potential bride, okay? You know, when you're a wedding DJ, you get calls all the time. And she wants to get married during college football season, all right? So college football season is a busy time, okay? For me to, you know, move my Saturday around where I'm, you know, covering a bunch of games, I'm always upfront about what I do. I say, hey, if you're going to do it, you've got to pay X amount. And you got to cover travel, all that stuff, right? I don't mind doing fall weddings. despite unpopular opinions towards fall weddings. I don't do too many of them. I make sure I keep my dates free, but it does cost a little bit extra because it's not the most desirable date at all for many reasons, right? You got to move around post-game shows and all that stuff. So while I do think I'm really good, I've DJed some of y'all's weddings that are watching. I see TJ in here. I always say, hey, I think I'm very good. But during football season, got to pay X amount for me to come there and do it, right? Could they get another DJ that's potentially might not be as good as me, might be better than me, that you might have to pay a little bit more, a little bit less? You have to do that cost-benefit analysis. And I have to do that on my end as well. Because I also lose money, obviously, from not being able to, you know, set up, do my show, and adjust for all of it, okay? So everything, especially in this day and age, is price, okay? Even though there is no salary cap when it comes to NIL, and there is no salary cap when it comes to coaches' salaries, okay? You can pay as much as you want. You can pay as much money as you want, okay? You have to ask yourself, is it worth X amount of dollars? Is it worth it? Me, personally, as a defensive tackle, I had a very good defensive line coach. I wasn't athletic. He really helped me, all right? And since he was, you know, since he was done coaching with me, he actually did put a lot of guys at the P4 small college level in Arkansas. He put a lot of guys, I played high school ball in Arkansas. He put a lot of guys on the Razorbacks and at various Division I and Division II schools. He was a difference maker. A defensive line coach can be a difference maker, and Bo Davis is a difference maker, okay? He not only had not one but two defensive tackles go in the top 50 in this last year's draft. Those two guys, neither of them were elite recruits. Now, really think about this, okay? How many great defensive tackles do you see in the NFL that were also elite recruits? Quite a few of them, right? Jalen Carter. So it's hard to coach up a defensive lineman. Defensive line has a lot to do with athleticism, right? He took those guys, Sweat, and, of course, Seahawks, name slips my mind, a really good player. He was actually a top five player on my own personal draft board, just drawing a blank. Those guys, like, it was a difference. And you saw it this year. Our defensive tackle play was fine, knowing that this was not going to be his most talented room. I tend to think, outside of your DC, defense is about dudes. Go get your dudes, okay? So, am I furious? Yes, because I was such a big Bo Davis fan. And I actually do think he had a few three-star gems that he recruited here. And those guys, I know of one that 1,000% committed to LSU because of Bo Davis. Hopefully they're still locked in and then they still want to make it happen at LSU. So we'll see. Let's go to Cliff, who brings up an interesting point. Is this potentially a Coach Brian Kelly issue? Did Bo Davis say, look, I didn't like coaching under BK? I don't know. I do think, as far as that is concerned, it is important to actually be in the room. Because what happens with these, well, he was really pissed off at him or whatever, when something happens after the fact, mudslinging can happen, right? There's a lot of incentive of getting ahead of the narrative, right? So you can make or hyperbolize whether a relationship was really that good or really that bad. So I would caution everyone in that, okay? What I would say, though, is I do know that Jamar Cain wasn't particularly happy with how things ended at LSU. That's not really a mystery. We've reported on it. We reported on it at the time, and you know, I'm still a fan of Jamar, but he was a really good defensive line coach, and whatever happened, happened. I will say, though, that I think that had more to do with House than it did have to do with BK. Now, did Bo Davis get along with Blake Baker? Yeah. Yeah, they're both big personalities. But I will also say that, of course, Blake Baker had a closer relationship to Kevin Peoples than he did Bo Davis, because they were both at Missouri, right? So, look, I just don't think it's necessarily a Brian Kelly thing. I also don't think it's the end of the world. I really, really, really don't. I'm not saying this just to appease the LSU fan base, but I will also say, and I do think this is important, don't let this ruin your evening. Now, if this was a defensive coordinator, that's different. This were an offensive coordinator, it's also different. And then obviously if it's a head coach, it's very, very, very different. Now, what about the LSU defensive tackle room? Bullfrog and TJ wants to talk about the actual specific player. Should we be fine going into next year at a very important position?
Let's go!
On a journey together with Zion Imaging, I want you to see this experience up close. And me as a wedding and event DJ, I watched how everybody had so much fun with Zion Imaging. And a big reason for their success is the team. Yes, Jaron Thomas and his family started this off as a passion project, and they have one simple goal in mind: taking your event to the next level. Whether it's a wedding, reunion, quinceañera, school, or corporate event, Zion Imaging is all about family-friendly fun. And I gotta show you on this tour the high-level technology that quickly sends your video session to your phone, whether it's iPhone or Android. Yes, it's the Zion Imaging 360 Spin Booth experience, serving North Texas, North Louisiana, South Arkansas, Orlando, and more. Give us a call, 318-469-4265. Check us out on Facebook or book us at Zion Imaging, xyanimaging.com. Are you a diehard LSU fan? And would you like to understand the complex game of football better? Well, sign up today for our PHL Patreon. This is his second touchdown. Counter GY, you're pulling the guard. We dive deep on recruiting and the transfer portal at a level that you have never seen before. Film breakdowns from so many different angles. And my personal favorites, oh yeah, the analytics, baby. I like to get nerdy. We take a look at cutting-edge statistics that help all of us understand LSU football even better. And guess what? Every new sign-up gets a Joe Burrow card in the mail for free. But we got to save the best for last. Our private Discord community of LSU fans from around the globe. Sign up today. Patreon.com/LSU football and put your name on our wall of patrons. Special thanks to everybody who's on here. Let's freaking go. Let's go to Swerve. Why wouldn't Peoples just take over the defensive line? That's a good question. I would prefer a defensive tackles coach. I can get into a lot of different reasons as to why. Why don't you just go pay Caleb Downs that salary? Well, Caleb Downs is getting at least $1.2 million from Ohio State. And he's about to get even more in the NFL after next season. The defensive line looks to be pretty good, though, as Bullfrog, you know, includes Monsieur Delane, Pickett, Cooley Perkins, Weeks, Guillory, McKinley, Patrick Payton, Pyburn. And then, of course, you have to think one of the true freshmen is going to be good. You know, you didn't mention Mitchell here, the transfer. Once again, I will keep banging the table. I know nothing. And the only thing I'll share is some of the guys that I've told you that have been having good springs, if you will, up to this point. A guy like Kyrius Kern, it's not necessarily rocket science up to this point that he very well could be a piece of our starting offensive line as a true freshman next season. I think Kerryus Kern's a very good player. But I understand that this isn't necessarily going to be a potentially year one thing, but I love Berry and Brown. Could be totally wrong on that, though. But let's go to TJ. This is a good question. Mickey Loomis stealing Bo Davis and committing to another year of Derek Carr in a week span should be a criminal offense. Yeah, so as a Saints fan, you've gotten hit from every which way, okay? Larry says, give Larry Johnson a call. Now, he's probably getting, I would guess Larry Johnson, for those who don't know, he's the Ohio State defensive line coach. I would guess he's getting $1.5 million to be the defensive line coach at Ohio State, knowing what he's done there. Now, let's have a convo about the Saints side of this. I had no idea Kellen Moore even had Bo Davis on his radar. I will say, in speaking to some of my friends that are well more plugged in than I am, I'm not the ultimate insider. You're just here for commentary and community with other LSU fans. There was quite a few people blindsided by this. This wasn't something that was expected, if you will. It is weird, though. You do have to ask the question, are you more secure at LSU than you are with the Saints? Well, with the Saints, it's a brand new head coaching regime. So 2 years guaranteed of an NFL job, I'll take that. You're telling me I don't have to recruit? I will share a few things for those that have been hanging out with us up to this point. Two things that I do know is that Bo Davis is a rare coach that actually liked recruiting. He actually likes being a coach, and he likes going on the trail and developing and molding players. That just is not as important anymore. It's just how it is. You know, we've talked about price quite a bit. It just doesn't matter as much anymore. It's just that simple. And coaches feel that because now players are just going to the highest bidder, and especially with defensive tackles, it's become such a portal position that a lot has changed. And he got an NFL opportunity. The second thing, and I saw this, and I initially thought this as well, and it was just speculation, but I've confirmed this through two different sources that, once again, not the insider type here, the Saints are paying him more. They are paying him more. All right. There was some belief that it was like not feasible that he could potentially, as a defensive line coach, make more than what he was at LSU. I mean, $1.25 million is so much money for a defensive tackles coach, because that's more than what a lot of Group of Five head coaches get. Okay. The Saints paid him more. They matched it. I could say one source told me they paid him more. Another just messaged me not too long ago and said it's at least matched and probably then some. Okay, I didn't word that the best. But that wasn't a given. At first, I was like, man, maybe the Saints could leverage, hey, here's an NFL opportunity. There's only 32 of these. We'll give you $1 million or $725,000, whatever, for you to coach in the NFL. You don't have to recruit anymore, and so on and so on. Now, as a Saints fan, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he's going to do there. Hopefully get more out of Brian Breesy. And I actually think Brian did some good things last year. Whew. Yeah, there's a few spots in there. Just know it's going to a good cause, especially for your smaller creators during non-football season. Goes a long way. Okay? Let's see. I don't know why my phone's not unlocking, because we just got a Venmo from TJ. How much longer until the Coach O rumors start up? Well, they actually kind of started under one of my posts earlier today. Another media member, like, kind of jokingly put Coach O's name out there. And obviously TJ says this in jest as well. Could Ed Orgeron come back? No. I could see as a potential consultant, but once again, $17 million, and it wasn't quite that, but I don't know if I'd ever want to coach again if I'm Ed Orgeron. Ending the way that it ended, obviously it's ugly. It probably keeps a sour taste in his mouth. But you're happily married. You got all this money. And obviously he's not going to LSU, but could you see a world where Ed Orgeron potentially comes back to coaching at all? Yes, I do think at some point he will coach again, but it is what it is. Now, important announcement. We did say that we were going to do a post-game show after LSU takes care of business versus Alabama. I do not know if that's going to happen since we already did a live stream. I don't want to overload the algo, but if I get enough messages, hey, do a post-game show after Alabama, I will happily do it. It'll be so late, though. It'll be at like 10, whatever. So we're probably not going to do a post-game show. We just decided to do a football show here tonight. But that does not mean I will not be talking during the women's basketball game. For my folks in the Discord, I'm going to open up a voice chat in the Discord during the game. So I want to talk to you guys while we watch LSU take care of business versus Alabama. If you want to be a part of our Discord chat, all you got to do is click the link down below. If you join our Patreon, you get access to the Discord. And on top of that, you're automatically entered to win a Ja'Marr Chase jersey that we are giving away at the end of next month, that I should include, that it is a Ja'Marr Chase autograph jersey. So please join our Discord community. And the way you do that, of course, is signing up for the Patreon. And by the way, if you sign up while we are live tonight, you get your first month on me. And you get a Joe Burrow card in the mail. Can't beat that. Okay? Yeah, Bullfrog, I think we'll be okay as well. You know, once again, it just... I don't know. Let's see. Cliff says no way to hit O. Oh, man. Now, one thing. As far as baseball is concerned, super pumped up what they did versus Dallas Baptist. Obviously, we'll amp up our college baseball coverage as we move closer to season. But taking care of business versus Dallas Baptist, 7-3 last night was your final score. I think LSU baseball is really good this year. Super baseball analysis. But that'll do it for me. Once again, we will be live. We'll be doing a voice chat during the LSU women's basketball game. Okay? So if you want to be a part of that, please join our Discord community. It is Power Hour LSU. Boom! Don't forget about our friends at Zion Imaging, xyanimaging.com. And tonight, we're doing steaks. You guys would be proud of me. I did a 24-hour fast. Yes, 24 hours. Didn't eat anything. Trying to lose this weight. Tonight we are doing steaks. Let's go. Let's go.